Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for rain with a high of 45. Tonight, rain is likely with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Marty Garner, Executive Director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, has announced the new members on the Chamber's board. Misty Titzer of Merle Norman and Gray Area Boutique is the President of the board. She replaces Michelle Garner in that position. Josh Scott, with Wayne White Electric Co-op, is the new Vice President. Titzer and Scott will each serve two-year terms in their positions. Libby Lingefelter, Marketing Specialist with WFIW and former Executive Director for the Chamber, was elected as a new board member for a three-year term. She replaces Iconic Studios' Brent Legg, who joined the board in August of 2016. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call Beth Sessions today at 842-2186, and she can work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
In other news, the Mount Carmel Police Department has added two new officers, Marcus Dylan Root and Eric Emmons. The two joined the force after their graduation from the Southwestern Illinois College Police Academy in Belleville. The officers completed the 14-week course on February 8th, and they'll begin working with their field training officers in the coming week. Root, an Albion native, is currently a member of the Illinois Army National Guard, and he's completing his bachelor's degree from Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. Emmons is a native of Lawrenceville. He's also a member of the Illinois Army National Guard, and he'll be relocating to Mount Carmel with his wife and three children. The officers are filling vacancies within the department due to retirements and other officers transferring to other agencies. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers met last week, and the group is paying $100 on the tip on the arrest of Sarah Tercero. She was picked up on a warrant at the Briarwood Inn. 29-year-old Jeff resident Randall S. Trout turned himself in to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department Friday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Trout was then released after posting $325 bond. 21-year-old Jeffersonton, Kentucky resident Dylan S. McKeon was arrested by Illinois State Police yesterday afternoon on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. McKeon was transported to the Wayne County Jail and released after posting $170 bond. 23-year-old Mount Vernon resident Dallas M. Wilson pleaded guilty to a count of driving under the influence of alcohol on Tuesday in Wayne County Circuit Court. Wilson was sentenced to 18 months probation plus time served, and he was also ordered to pay $890 in fines and court costs. An Illinois state trooper was taken to SSM Health Good Samaritan Regional Health Center with moderate injuries after his squad car was struck while he was investigating a citizen report of potholes on northbound I-57 in Jefferson County. The accident happened at approximately 4:52 yesterday afternoon. State police reports say that, upon arriving, the trooper, whose name has not been released, located the potholes south of Ina in the passing lane and advised dispatch that IDOT would need to respond to the scene to fill the potholes. The trooper then activated his emergency lights and positioned his squad car in a manner to prevent other drivers from striking the potholes. The trooper was then struck by 47-year-old Ricardo Antonio Ascioli of Raytown, Missouri. Ascioli was reportedly following another vehicle in the passing lane when that vehicle abruptly changed from the passing lane to the driving lane. Ascioli said he attempted to avoid striking the squad car, but was unable to change lanes in time. Ascioli and a passenger in his car escaped injury. He was then ticketed for failure to yield to a stationary emergency vehicle. The Fairfield Coltbackers are raffling off a 6-night, 7-day, all-inclusive stay for up to 4 people at the Sunscape Montego Bay Resort in Jamaica. Only 300 total tickets are available for the raffle, and Lindsay Spicer, Fairfield Coltbackers president, has a bit more information on the resort destination.
There are 2 connecting resorts. One is called Splash and one is called Cove. They connect to each other, so whoever wins this raffle, wherever they stay, they can use the amenities at both resorts.
The trip's travel dates are between June 1st and August 15th, excluding Independence Day, and a passport is required. Airfare is not included, but the winner will receive guidance to get discounted family rates. The winning ticket will be drawn next Tuesday, February 19th, in the Center Street Gymnasium prior to a varsity volleyball game. Ticket holders need not be present to win, and Spicer, appearing on the Community Connection, says there are a variety of ways to get tickets.
Well, right now, you can purchase tickets at any of the home basketball or volleyball games prior to our drawing on February 19th, or you can contact an officer.
Okay.
Lindsay Spicer, I'm the president, and my phone number is 618-924-4741. We have Gail McGeehee. She's our secretary, and her phone number is 618-516-1685. And we have Heather Newman, who's our treasurer, and her phone number is 618-204-6116.
Tickets are $20 each, and Spicer says the Coltbackers will be selling them this week at home games at the grade school. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow night at City Hall with a 5-item agenda on hand. The meeting will continue as scheduled, despite water damage done to the building and its neighbors from a water pipe issue 2 weeks ago and last week's downpour. In routine business, Alderman will hear an update from Luke Harrell about the Y Fairfield Group. Harrell said this will be his first time officially speaking to the council about the group. Harrell will also put a street closing request before the council for the Founders Festival in an effort to secure a location for the celebration, which is planned for June. The council will also hear a TIF report after several months of respite from the issue in public meetings. Other items on the docket include transmission line maintenance and an update on a tour at Maple Hill Cemetery. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has created a community impact grant program as a way to meet more needs in the Wayne County area. The office says ideas for community-based projects don't always become a reality, and the grant program will seek to identify various projects that will improve the community, then create partnerships with people to turn the ideas into realities. Proposals will be accepted through March 1st at the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. Submitting organizations or individuals must be based in Wayne County or have operations in the county to be considered. Examples include schools, civic organizations, churches, 4-H clubs, FFA chapters, fraternities, and sororities. Projects that have a lasting impact will be favored over shorter-term plans. Grant applications are available at waynecfb.com, and awards will be announced next month, with project completion to occur by the middle of August. Anyone with questions about the Community Impact Grant Program should call 842-3342 or email Doug Anderson at danderson@waynecfb.com. Many older adults experience a fear of falling, and people who develop this fear often limit their activities, which can result in physical weakness, making the risk of falling even greater. To address this concern, Fairfield Memorial Hospital recently held an A Matter of Balance program that helped area residents reduce their fear of falling and increase activity levels. PTA Jennifer Bowers, Director of Therapy Services, said awareness is the best tool for fall prevention, and she thought the hospital provided that awareness in an atmosphere that would allow participants to live the most fulfilling life possible. Larry Williams, a graduate of the program, agreed with her assessment, saying it was a beneficial program that he would highly recommend to others. Anyone seeking more information on the A Matter of Balance program, such as when the next classes will be held, should call 847-8298. The FCHS Choir and Show Choir are singing Valagrams for the Valentine's Day holiday this year. People have the chance to book groups to sing select songs to their significant other for the season. Josh Livesay, music director at FCHS, says people should contact him quickly to discuss what song will be played. The groups will perform from 3:30 to 5 p.m. this Thursday and Friday, and the cost is by donation. To book a Valagram, call Livesay at the high school or email him at jlivesay@fchsmules.com. All proceeds from the performances will go to the choir and show choir. Advocates are again trying to pass a Tobacco 21 law in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
The measure, raising the age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21, passed last year, but was vetoed by the governor. Senate President John Cullerton says he's confident they can get it done this time around.
The key issue to me has always been preventing young adults from buying cigarettes for young teenagers, who then become addicted and face a lifetime of increased health problems.
The bill includes cigarettes, chewing tobacco, e-cigs, and other tobacco products. 36 communities already have a Tobacco 21 local ordinance. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration estimates Illinois faces a more than $3 billion deficit in its next budget year. A Pritzker report last week indicated the June 2020 shortfall will be 16% higher than former Governor Bruce Rauner's administration estimated without more revenue or cuts. The report comes less than 2 weeks before Pritzker proposes his first budget. It noted that debt associated with the state's unpaid bill backlog sits at $15 billion, and it blames Rauner's stubbornness for hundreds of millions of dollars in penalty and otherwise unanticipated bills. Rauner had a hand in a 2-year spending dispute with Democrats, which led to billions of dollars in overspending. But Democrats have virtually controlled the entire budget process since approving an income tax increase in July 2017 over Rauner's objections. Riding the wave of positive notoriety, Alton has been named one of the 50 most charming towns in America by the Travel Channel. The network recently named the most charming town in each state, and with the help of the state's tourism industry, Alton received the latest in a year-long string of positive attention. Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau President Brett Stawer says several factors added up to the honor.
It is the quality of life that we have, the history that's ingrained in what we do, but it's also the architecture and the buildings and homes that were part of that, 1800 era that really set Alton as a benchmark or a cornerstone for the nation, really. So it really boiled down to looking at the beauty of our residential areas, the natural beauty of our bluffs and hills, along with all of the history that rolls along that mighty Mississippi River.
The Travel Channel recently picked the city's McPike Mansion and Mineral Springs Mall as the locations to kick off its new season of ghost adventures. The city has long been known as what some consider the most haunted town in America. Last year, Alton was also recognized by Forbes magazine as the best place to retire in Illinois. It was also recognized by the AARP in its top 10 places to live list. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home, but it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmine walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Get to Subway for the 7 for 7 menu. Choose one of 7 different 6-inch subs, including favorites like the Italian BMT and Black Forest Ham, plus get chips and a 21-ounce drink, all for $7. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 39. We received 32 hundredths of an inch of rain thus far today out here at the radio station. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,094, down 12. The NASDAQ is at 7,315, up 17. March crude oil is at $52.06. That is down 66 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Fairfield resident Sue Garrison died at 4:41 p.m. on Sunday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. She had worked at the sewing factory and was on the ambulance service for 26 years. Sue Garrison is survived by her husband, Billy R. Garrison of Fairfield, daughters Deborah Sue Gill of New Harmony, Indiana, Dorothy Lou Etheridge of Mill Shoals, and Cynthia Eileen Wright of Johnsonville, sons William Dale Johnson of Centralia and Daniel Robert of Pontiac, 14 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and one aunt. Per Sue Garrison's wishes, her body will be cremated. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Friday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Tommy L. Newman died at 6:10 p.m. on Thursday at his home. He had worked in the oil field and manufacturing and had retired from Spartan Manufacturing in Flora. Tommy Newman is survived by his son, Tommy Newman of Fairfield, three grandchildren, brothers Ronnie Newman of Fairfield, Charlie Newman of Carmi, Carol Newman of McLeansboro, and Philip Newman of McLeansboro, sisters Lou Hart of McLeansboro, Connie Newman of McLeansboro, and Barbara Fletcher of Thompsonville, and a half-sister, Mary Jane Lyannis of Olney. Funeral services for Tommy Newman will be held at 3 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with visitation from 1 p.m. until time of service. He will be cremated following the service. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Robert W. Bob Lichtenberger died at 4:43 a.m. on Saturday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. He had been self-employed for most of his life, as well as a city alderman in Ward 1 for several years. Bob Lichtenberger is survived by his wife, Wilma Lichtenberger of Fairfield, daughter Shirley Miller of Fairfield, sons Stephen Wayne Lichtenberger of Jerseyville, Robert Brian Lichtenberger of Wheeling, and Corey Lichtenberger of Barrington, 10 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Bob Lichtenberger will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 o'clock a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Golden Gate Methodist Church or Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Fairfield resident Larry W. Moore died at 8:30 p.m. on Thursday at the Villas of Jackson in Jackson, Missouri. He was a longtime Fairfield businessman, having owned Moore Insurance and Woody's Pastime Pool Hall. Larry Moore is survived by his son, Riker Moore of Albion, daughter Candace Rudolph of Jackson, Missouri, and four grandchildren. Larry Moore is to be cremated, and a memorial visitation will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. His ashes will be interred during a graveside service in the Veterans section of Maple Hill Cemetery at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Memorial Post 4535 VFW. Memorials in Larry's honor may be made to either the Fairfield American Legion or VFW. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly, at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Hey, this is Jared Voppel at Voppel Home Furnishings in McLeansboro. I'd like to invite you to come down and look over some of this fine furniture, appliances, and bedding we've got. I'll make you a deal that you can't stand to walk away from, and we'll finance it or give you a long time to pay for it, no interest. We'll deliver it to you, put it in your house, and if you need customer service, we've got world-class customer service. Come see me, South Side of the Square, downtown McLeansboro.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 90% chance for rain and a high today of 45. Rain is likely tonight with a low of 40 and then a 70% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 42. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 48 and low of 40. Evening showers are possible on Thursday with a high of 52 and low of 35. Then rain or snow is possible Friday, a high of 42 and low around 20.